I had so much speculation when I was pregnant about who she was going to be and what she was going to be like. And I had no idea just how much I love her. You know, my mom tried to warn me. She tried to warn me that you just don't understand what it's like to fall in love until you become a mom.
It's true.
And she was right. And she watches everything that you do.
For better or worse.
Well, even in working in the yard, she's got to wear shorts just like Dad and wear a baseball cap just like Dad and get a shovel just like Dad. In watching you teaching her how to put a worm on a hook and chop wood and climb trees.
And mow the lawn at four.
You know, those are the things about her that I just didn't anticipate, but I right. cherish. David, could you just take a few minutes and kind of go over the night that Morgan was born? And
I can.
Talk to me a little bit about that first night when they had taken her away to the nursery and it was just the two of us.
If you would like me to put that on record, sure. I'm glad to. So Morgan was born about 8 o'clock and everything was great and family was there and adrenaline was running high and everything was joyous and wonderful. And I remember... we were back in our room and it was night and it must have been midnight, 12 o'clock. And by this time the dust had settled and we spent some time with our new daughter and the hospital staff took her to the nursery so that we'd be able to get some sleep. And, here I am, the husband of a brand new mom that had recently just given birth not 4 hours ago. And, As I wheel my daughter out, I well up and I burst into tears and I crawl into bed with you and I proceed to cry and saying, I didn't know it was going to be so big. I didn't know this was going to be so big. Referring to the fact that I had no idea how much this little person was going to immediately change my life. And I don't feel like I was ready for it. Instead of being the man that was there and comforting my wife who had just given birth to my daughter, I made certain that she was going to have to comfort me in that moment. Yep, I'm probably not going to live that down for a while. So
yeah,
that's that night.
It's funny because in hindsight, I feel like that kind of set the tone for the next few years of parenthood. I had no idea that I was going to be raising a daughter and a husband for a while.
Yes, you were. You raised a new dad.
But I feel like we've worked out the kinks.
We have. We've figured it out. We sure have.